Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, a guy who for at least one season lived the life that we live every single day when he was teammates with Jermaine Wiggins. That is Joe Andruzzi. Joe, good morning.
I'm sorry to hear that, old man. I mean, it was a long year.
How long did it take him to know your name? I mean, we work with a lot of people, and he still doesn't know any of their names.
Well, you know, it's a problem we have these days. You get hit in the head for 20 years, you know. What's your problem, though? Well, you don't know somebody's name.
Right? And most people don't get my name right anyways. They call me Jerome.
No, there was one guy who called the show one time.
Everybody calls me Jerome.
The Brockton reporter, too, didn't know your name.
Yeah, I mean, everybody calls
true.
Me Jerome.
Yeah, that is true. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, buddy. How we doing? I'm good.
Doing great. Have you been on, I would call it, like, Team Ninkovich, Team Chatham, Team Ty Law?
Team where, Gronk.
Team what?
Gronk.
Team Gronk. Where you think it was the right thing to do to wait until this Sunday for Drake May?
Well, it was just timing. I mean, Brissett's been in there for a month now, and, you know, it's they drafted him, what, number three? How much they paying him to sit on the sidelines? I mean, I was once told that, you know, when I made the Green Bay roster as a rookie free agent in 97, is that you're not a rookie anymore. You know, you're part of this team, and now you got to help out and do whatever it's called upon. And, you know, and I wasn't making 1% of what he's probably making this year. But, overall, I mean, you got to do when you're called upon. You got the next man up, and, you know, they went into a little stretch here, and now they need that little spark. And, you know, here we go. New era starting.
As an O-line guy, how much of Jacoby Brissett's struggles do you put on that offensive line so far?
So far, I mean, they're not sinking. They got different guys each week, so it gets harder and harder. You know, as Wiggy is, he's half offensive line, and, you know, he knows that, you know, you guys, five, six guys, and even running backs, seven sometimes, and you got to be in sync. You got to know, you know, whether it's a blitz or a stunt, you got to know what's coming. You got to see it. You know, and you got to make a quick second decision, maybe a half a second. So sometimes it just happens on the run. And, you know, instincts play a lot, play a big part. And hopefully this line can gel together and form in front of May and, you know, see how they pull forward and how they protect him.
Joe, one of the biggest things for me to play Drake May was you draft him that high. And he's behind a journeyman, or he's competing with a journeyman backup. You're a team that doesn't have high expectations. And I always felt like, and, you know, you could probably talk about it just as well, the more playing experience you get from actually playing in real football games every Sunday, it's so beneficial to whether or not you're either going to grow as a player or the coaching staff can look at you and go, okay, it might be really difficult for this guy to play in the NFL.
I mean, when we were playing, we were actually hitting in practice, and we were actually, you know, doing more than they do nowadays. Too bad we didn't get paid like they did these days, Wick. But, you know, overall, I think you're 100% right. But a lot of people still look at the Aaron Rodgers and the and love and how Green Bay did it. And these guys, you know, they sat, they learned, and then they sparked when they had their opportunity. But, you know, when you get a guy and it's first round and I don't even know what he signed for, but you're paying him millions of dollars and, you know, you're part of this team. Now it's time to step up. I don't care how young you are. You know, it's the next guy up, and the O-line has to really come together this week and focus in on what they have to do as a team, as a unit, and help out and keep this guy upright. I mean, you don't want him running around, you know, biting his fingernails in the huddle and, you know, scared to get under the center.
Yeah.
So he's got to man up, and O-line has to man up too and get out there and do their best.
Joe, when you hear different reports coming out of a potential mutiny in the locker room, or you have guys calling each other out saying that they're playing selfish, how much do you put that on Gerard Mayo? Because it feels like, we've talked about it on the show, that under Bill Belichick, they kept everything really in-house.
Very true. I mean, you know, a lot of people, it was scare tactics, I think, and that's how Bill ran things. And yeah, a lot of people were scared of Bill. And, you know, you don't want to be that guy that's butting heads with coaches or other teammates and pointing fingers, because that's not a team player. You know, win or lose, you play as a team, and you win or lose as a team. So, you know, overall, you got to go out there and, you know, play together, play, you know, cheer each other up, cheer each other on, and, you know, don't blame anybody but yourself. And that's what you know, Bill did a lot of years. And I'm sure Gerard, he knows a lot of that, being a player, being a coach under Bill. And, you know, he understands that aspect. But he's, you know, trying to right his ship right now. And, you know, it's still a beginning and still growing. So hopefully they can get this ship upright and keep going forward.
Do you now look back at being scared of Bill as being a positive thing?
Well, you look at it now, you just explain, you know, just ask a question, you look at things like that. It's, you know, I've seen it throughout my 10-year career. I don't know about you, Wig, but when you don't get that respect, it's not really scare tactics, it's respect. You need to have that respect, and that, you know, it's kind of like a scare tactic where, you know, you don't want to do wrong. I mean, what was Monday morning?
Monday morning meeting, low lights.
Low lights.
Yeah.
You didn't want to make the low lights.
No.
You walk out of that room and you feel like you're just a, you know, horrible football player. But, you know, it's like you walk out with your head down. Man, I suck.
And we just won by 21 points.
Yeah, that too. I don't even know if we won.
Joe, what was the most angry you ever saw Bill Belichick?
I remember one time I was in the game and I got unsportsmanlike conduct on a guy at like the 1 yard line and pushed us back. Thank God we ended up scoring. But I remember walking off the field and I tried to walk away from him.
Right.
And I saw him at my peripheral vision. I saw him at the corner of my eye following me as I'm walking down the sideline, and I'm trying to walk the furthest point away and get to the just get off the field, and he keeps following me. I'm like, oh no, oh no. Yeah, he had a few choice words for me there.
And that was classic. When Bill loved the F-bomb. He loved the F-bomb. And Joe will tell you there, and Mayo, that's why I said Mayo's probably taken a page out of his book, and maybe it's a little bit different, but it was their respect and like the scare tactics. We would be on the bus after games thinking about how bad some of the plays that we might have made individually to see if they were going to be on the low light and how bad he was going to embarrass us.
Oh, yeah. Wiggy, you could have scored 4 touchdowns, and then that one missed block that sacked Brady. You know, it was going up first play, and you knew as soon as it comes up, you can see a lot of guys know, like, as soon as the play, it just goes up on the film, and he doesn't press play yet, and you're like, oh, no. Put your head down, and you're like, damn, here it comes. You know?
But, you know, and Greg, that might be to your point of, like, and Joe, Greg always talks about that, you know, the players in our time, and I hate to go back to, like, you know, when we played type of deal.
Oh, yeah, you hate doing that.
No, I do. But, like, mentally, I think we were just tougher because there were more old school coaches back then.
Yeah.
Where now, you know, the coaches are more of a new school type of coaches.
Well, that,
all over. Like even Scott Necky was an old school mentality with a lot of these newer coaches, even positional coaches, they come from this new age of coaching.
Well, having played with Tom Brady and the way Tom Brady was inserted into the lineup, when you hear some say that you don't want to ruin Drake May mentally by putting him in too early, do you laugh at that, Joe?
No, not at all. I mean, Brady, you know, he had that 1 year, but he was also, basically a free agent, about a sixth-round pick. And, you know, he had the opportunity to work on his game and whole offseason and then move up in the depth chart. And when he had his chance, he stepped in there, and he's a competitor. I don't know Drake May personally, but he seems like a competitor when he gets out there on the field, and hopefully the team can rally around him, and you know we'll see what the future holds. But you know, overall, it's just one of those things where you just got to take a step back to move forward. So hopefully they can step back and slow things up and just take it one play at a time, offense, defense, and special teams.
Joe, X-Bear, one of our listeners, one of our viewers on Twitch, would like a plug for your foundation, if you could. He's been waiting for that.
Well, this Thursday, October 10th, we're going to be at Gillette Stadium. Not watching the Patriots, but it's my 17th annual Joe Andrews Foundation Gala at the new GP Atrium under that big, big scoreboard they got up there. Or billboard, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's going to be a great night. We got a lot of great stories to share. We're raising funds to help patients all throughout New England with cancer for cancer patients, for utilities, food, rent, transportation, treatment. You know, we help with the home end bills that are sometimes forgotten about. And when you hear that patients become bankrupt after a 50% of patients become bankrupt after a cancer battle, there's something wrong with our health system, healthcare system, because that shouldn't happen. Somebody battling for their life, and you know, you want to get better at home, and you finish your treatment, you're alive, and you have no place to live. But you know, it's one of those things that you know, has to be looked upon, and you know, there's money out there, and you know, hopefully we're paying it forward. We're helping. The biggest thing that we can ever get is a thank you. Two words, just that thank you, and it reflects myself, my wife Jen, our whole staff, all of our constituents, our sponsors. That it's one of those things that lifts your spirits and makes you want to do more. And helped over 50,000 patients, individuals all throughout New England. Where we brought in since 2008. You know, we give rides, we help with food, and we help with many different areas. It's it's amazing. We're hoping to raise some good funds. We got a lot of great prizes, a lot of auction items. Good thing is to us that it's sold out, but there is still ways that you can check out joeandrewsyfoundation.org for more information. And if anybody's interested in Celtics fans, we got a great sweepstakes going on right now for two tickets to the Celtics opener on October 22nd. Banner night. So anybody want to go see them raise the banner? We also have dinner at Abe and Louie's and a stay at the Beacon Hotel. So it'll be up until October 14th, and then the winner will be announced. So hoping the gala, goes great this year. I got a lot of past and a lot of current Patriots coming up to say hi. So looking forward to a great night and hearing a lot of great stories from patients and individuals, and raise some funds to help others that are in need.
Joe, before you go, if you had to be put on the spot right now, what year is the next banner raised at Gillette Stadium?
Let's see. I'm about giving it another year or two, so maybe 26.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll take that.
I like that. Right, that's Joe optimism Andrews-y. Right there.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's awesome. But it's,
well,
it's,
every year is different. They're rebuilding, and you never know what that year is. You see what happens this year, and teams come in, you think they're going to be in top in their division, and then all of a sudden they're 0-4, 0-5, whatever's going on with some of these teams. But you just never know. Every year is different, especially with free agency nowadays. So we'll see what the future holds. And I do believe that they have a lot more injuries in the league just on the fact of, you know, they're not, you know, as Wiggy and I said earlier, it's, they don't have that callus anymore. They form the, you got to form a callus to get, you know, when you start getting hit in training camp and you're starting to feel it, aches and pains, you know, by second, third week, you don't feel it anymore as much unless, you know, unless you're hurt. But there's a difference between being hurt and injured. So if you're hurt, you still play, which you play for the whole season hurt. And then if you're injured, that's a different story.
All right, Joe Andrewsy. Great to hear your voice. Right. Great work by you.
You too.
And good luck on Thursday night. There's Joe Andrewsy.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, yeah. I think even with like a coach like Scott Nekia, who coached Joe for so many years, the old school mentality of coaching is probably like, you know, almost at the extinct point in the NFL, where even like some of the offensive line coaches.
Well, who's left NFL head coach wise who has that approach?
The old, I mean, Andy Reid's an old school type of coach, but I don't know if he's like that old school. Like, you know, like there's two different ways that, you know, you thought about old school coaches back in the day, and we used to say,
he was the victim of senior violence at the hands of Travis Kelce during a Super Bowl.
I don't think
he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, he was more along those Pete Carroll player coaches,
yeah.
You know. So I don't know who you would throw in that category. I mean, who would, other like Bill Belichick, but who's left around?
I think that's it.
Is there anybody, there's really nobody left?
No.
Harbaughs count? They lean more old school than new school, but they're not necessarily old school.
Yeah, Sean, maybe I could get on board with, you know, the Harbaughs, you know, maybe, but yeah. You know, but even like their positional coaches is just different, you know. So
everything changed.
Curtis, are they the luckiest family in the world, the Harbaughs?
Who has it better than us? Nobody. James says everybody, and it really hurts my heart. But I would say the thing that changed it all is NIL. Now, how are you going to tell a guy coming to college who's already got $6 million in his bank account that he has to change to make money?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of a tough hill to climb.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, excuse me. Would you put Mike Tomlin in that category?
No. He's a player's coach.
Yeah, no, I was with Mike in Minnesota. He's one of those more leaning players type coach.
Was he a coach, Wiggy, when you were playing?
Yeah, he was Minnesota. He was the defensive back coach. He might have been the coordinator for 1 year, too.
Sean Payton, texter, is suggesting.
He's off the Bill Parcells tree. He has a little bit of that. He has a little bit of that, but I would still even lean more towards, you know, maybe you could probably throw Sean Payton.
I mean, he's old enough that he called Bo Nix Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But not a head coach currently, but Brian Flores is a meanie.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. The meanie thing is a real thing, like coaching with fear, where when you play for Bill,
you were afraid to make a mistake.
Right.
That's what Joe Andrewsy is saying.
Yeah, because you knew that he could cut you. Like, literally the next day, he could.
Do you think Flores has that same energy?
He probably has the same energy as his, maybe his style, but I don't know if he's willing to say, I'm going to cut this guy or I'm going to sit this guy. Remember Jonas Gray was on the cover of Sports Illustrated or whatever it was for having 200-something yards rushing and then was late, and then the next thing you know, there was no more Jonas Gray. So, like, that's how Bill was.
All right, well, the Bruins dropped game one of the season after watching the Florida Panthers raise their Stanley Cup banner. Korpisalo was in goal for this one. He had 29 saves in the 6-4 loss to the Panthers. Jim Montgomery had Korpisalo's back.
Korpisalo was not a problem tonight. It was the people in front of him. You can't give up 4 backdoor tap-ins and expect your goalie to make save after save. He made a lot of saves on breakaways. He was good tonight. You know, the players in front of him, the rest of the team, and the coaching staff, we weren't good enough.
People don't understand. Dan Campbell is the definition of a player's coach. Everybody doesn't understand how this works. Does Jared Goff fear Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I see. I think they don't really. When you say an old school type of coach, they just think a person who's like, right. You know, like, rah,
rah. Dan Campbell's like quirky.
Doesn't right. matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Right. Hopefully you have five of those.
I think, like you said.
Oh, it's managing by fear.
Yes.
That's how you would relate it to the business.
Yeah,
world.
You know, it's that old saying that that we heard from Sonny in A Bronx Tale. Would you rather be feared or loved? And you're kind of like, fear. When you're thinking like, damn, my job.
I want people to love me so much they're scared of me.
Yeah, but if sometimes they love you so much, they don't get scared of you.
Well, it seems like Drake May is going to be the guy the Patriots are going with this weekend when they take on the Texans. And in New York, Robert Saleh is out as head coach. Jeff Ulbrich will serve as the interim head coach. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Mine's Orlovsky. What we played during they said it, lame.
Get him.
I just don't think that he has any idea what he's talking about. I think he hates the Patriots, and I think he hates the way that Bill Belichick handled the Mac Jones situation because he was such a ride hard for Mac Jones type of guy. Don't trust him.
All right. It's a good one. Mine's would be the Bruins defenseman. I think all of them need a timeout I think our expectations going into this season was big. You know, they were going to be able to run guys all over the place, and it looked like based off of just one game that, you know, that size is not really doing anything for them yet.
I want to put in timeout anybody, including myself, who thought Linus Ullmark was an inferior goalie to Jeremy Swayman, because breaking per Darren Drager, not Eric Shun, Ullmark is getting the identical annual salary, $8.25 million over 4 years with the Ottawa Senators.
Wow.
Okay.
Did they just gave him a new deal?
It's like they hugged. They got the same contract.
That's why I told you that the Bruins won this Swayman deal. They won it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome. Time up. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
53 degrees, mostly sunny skies, afternoon high 62.
All right, are we going to give second helping leads a go?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll do that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. Friday, Jelani Tavai. And the first installment of Pudge's Pals, your chance to find a forever friend and give that forever friend a forever home Friday at 9. By the way, I've been getting a ton of great feedback from Newport people on the show Friday. And we had a blast down there, and I wanted to give you a heads up because everything is set for our next trip out, and it is an annual thing that we have done on this show for the last 3 or 4 years, but we're taking the morning portion on the road. And so on Friday, November 8th, used to be called Lunch with a Hero. I guess we'll still call it Lunch with a Hero. But it is our celebration of those who have served this country, and we are doing it at the American Heritage Museum. And I am also declaring it to be the 100th birthday party celebration for Joe Landry, who we met last year at our Lunch with a Hero. and fought at the Battle of the Bulge and is an incredible guy and is about to celebrate his 100th birthday. And so we're going to celebrate it with him. And on Monday, I will tell you how you can join us and bring your hero and join us at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and is an incredible place.
Greg, do you think it would be a douche move if Scheim introduced himself as someone who also conquered the Battle of the Bulge?
Well played.
Scheim, you've done a great job. Really, that Drake May jersey looks fantastic on you now.
Thanks.
Really,
it's a little big.
It's a little roomy. All right.
Especially in the sleeves.
We're going to try second helping leads. Are you going to get to... I guess we don't need a lead intro, or do you want to get to... Might as well do the
lead. I didn't pick out a song or anything. How are we doing this exactly?
Something.
Give us the lay of the land.
An alternate lead, something that you would have... that you considered for your lead, but you went in a different direction. Your chance to either redeem yourself or add when it comes to what you think may be an important topic the rest of the day today. Anybody have one?
I have one.
Okay, you have one, Courtney?
And I have photos to go along with it. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has some photos. But Gen Zers are deciding that pajamas to work are A-OK.
Wearing pajamas to work.
Correct.
Have we just given up on life in general?
No.
Have you all just given up, Gen Zers?
Well, they're styling them.
Okay.
It's
all
not
right.
Like they're just rolling out of bed.
Oh.
They are wearing, it's mostly pajama bottoms are wearing with a blazer, maybe a pair of sneakers and a t-shirt.
Pajama bottoms and a blazer?
Oh, yeah.
You got some photos for us?
Yeah, Mitch has them.
Mitch has some for Twitch.
Yep.
All right, if you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube.
And I gotta say, it looks okay. I mean, I understand, like, this, for example, if you're watching right now, the blue pair.
They look like scrubs.
Well, yeah, those ones look like scrubs, but they're actually pajama pants that they're dressing up. It's the boomers, though, are saying not okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to pitch somebody a deal for $100,000, and you're showing up in pajamas?
No, you can't.
Do you think the person that is doing the buying thinks you're serious about it?
No.
It's all about the style and the fashion right
it's
now.
It's not. That's
really
what you're telling yourselves.
Yeah. Well, what's the style?
Pajama.
They're calling it the lazy girl style.
Lazy.
Well, that's on point. That's accurate.
What would you call a lazy chic? Chic lazy.
Well, I mean, Curtis, everybody's wearing athleisure right now, so it's pretty similar when it comes to that. If you're dressing it up with a blazer, I did run into this when I was at Nessun once, where I was following the fad of wearing PJs, like silk PJs, as like an outfit. And I was quickly told that was not okay. yes. So never did it again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm open to anything and work-life balance and feeling comfortable. But it just feels like that when you get up in the morning and you're going to work, you ought to throw something on.
Not to work. Maybe.
Look at this young lady.
Yeah, that though. Yeah, she looks like, what do the old heads call it? A bag of ants?
Yes.
Bag of vans.
Isn't that what they call it?
I was thinking of the movie with Will Smith and Matt Damon.
No, but Greg, isn't that what they call it?
You mean
a
vagabond?
Oh, I don't know, like a hobo?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a vagabond.
Vagabond, I don't know.
All right, pretty good one, Courtney.
Yeah, I have no issue as long as they're clean.
All right, anybody else have a second helping lead?
Yeah, I do. I have a nice, juicy second helping lead with a little bit of James River sauce. Patriots win on Sunday with Drake May at the helm.
Okay.
They beat the Texans because you are going to see a change in vibe down at Gillette.
Okay.
With him now being in there. You're going to see a change on offense where you're going to go, wow, this actually looks pretty good when you have a guy that has his capability of being able. And look what the teams like Denver and Washington, you know, even Chicago, the energy level is just different with the younger guy in there. So,
okay.
I would also like to have a secondary lead quickly. The Jets season may not end in the failure I predicted given the change in Robert Saleh.
Ooh, okay.
I believe that now Aaron Rodgers knows his ass is on the line. All the excuses are out the window. They will likely acquire Devontae Adams in a trade.
Yeah.
He got rid of Robert Saleh. Now it's on him. That Monday night game will decide the AFC East. The Bills have lost two straight, I believe, to the Ravens and the Texans. And then so you have Josh Allen going against Aaron Rodgers in a must-win for both teams Monday night. Should be one of the best Monday night games of the year.
Okay, excellent. Chime, you have a second helping lead?
To be honest with you, Greg, I think the most important story is and has been Drake May as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
So you're sticking with your original
lead. I am staking my flag right there on Drake May Mountain.
Okay. Mine is I require a douche move ruling on something that Mark Zuckerberg did yesterday. It's not the actual thing that he did. It's posting about it. Mark Zuckerberg took to Instagram to inform the world that he went to Porsche and had them design a custom Porsche minivan for his wife.
Saw this.
And so if you're watching on Twitch, the two of them are. He got himself a matching Porsche while he was at it.
Oh.
Mitch has an alternate photo. If you'd like to see what a Porsche minivan looks like, it is one of a kind,
yeah.
And that is what it looks like. Now, I understand he made his money.
Got that bread, man.
He's allowed to spend it
as
he likes. But is it a douche move to post about it?
No. And did you see the video?
Because I mean, there are a lot of people struggling right now.
No.
There are a lot of people who can't afford groceries.
Since the guy who posts $500 dinners twice a week.
Yeah. And,
what?
And I don't know, Courtney, if you've seen the video of this, the back doors slide open like a...
That's why Wiki likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why... Well, people wouldn't have known if they didn't see it. I like it. I think it actually looks...
It looks nice.
Like... If you're going to have a minivan,
right.
That's the kind of minivan that you'd like to have. Not bad.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's a douche move.
Yeah. Especially, when you got that type of bread. I mean, if you can post it.
All right.
Well, no, go on social media to see how other people live. If you have
a problem with it.
Well, if you're in a world where, like, damn, you're struggling to make ends meet, and then you're going to be mad at them for living, their lives, I would say stay off social media.
I wonder what he paid for that.
Oh.
Like, to get... Porsche, but people get mad if I say Porsche. I mean, I think it's Porsche. But
yeah. Porsche, right?
If to get Porsche to customize one Porsche minivan, what do you think that costs you?
I bet he probably paid north of $250.
I think more.
So? Yeah, $250 to $300. Because if it's
it's at least $1,000.
Radio Chick says that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Well, I don't know.
Is she talking about Zuckerberg or the car?
Minivans in general
are ugly.
They're not good looking.
It's not as ugly as the Tesla truck.
No,
the Tesla
you're
truck
right.
is the ugliest.
That thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Cybertruck?
Yeah.
But, for a soccer mom who comes from money, this is probably it'll grow on you.
It better be electric.
It probably is. It looks like it's the Porsche Panorama. Frame or body, so I bet it probably costs $300,000, $250 to $300.
All right, well, second helping leads.
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
We will be right back. Well, Jones and Keith coming up in just a few minutes, and this is Derek from Nantucket. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. I had a question for Wiggy.
Yes.
So, a lot has been said the past couple weeks about, Drake May because...
Your phone stinks. Give it a minute.
God, you think you'd have the 5G there.
Where are you? Right. Are you at Island Kitchen having breakfast?
I'm in the parking lot. I'm in the parking lot of the beach. Can you hear me?
Yes. All right, we got you. Yeah, what's up?
All right. Yeah, so the past couple weeks, the excuses for not playing May, this team's no good, we're not going anywhere anyway, so why break his confidence? My question for Wiggy, as a player, do players ever actually take the field with the mentality, we're not going to win, so we don't have to try? Or the coaching staff, do they ever intentionally just try to not win a game?
No, players never take the field with the intention of we're not going to win. They do make business decisions throughout the game, and we heard Antonio Pierce talk about this, where it might be might hold off on that one because I don't want to get hurt, which then affects, your future. So, but you never take the field as we're not going to win this football game or I'm not going to try. You might make a business decision here and there throughout a game.
I mean, besides you, I guess, and Shime, I shouldn't speak for everybody. I don't know that simply inserting Drake May into that offense the way it has performed and is constructed is going to make that much difference.
Hmm. I beg to differ, Greg. In recent history, we've noticed, Shime, and I think Shime was at the party before all of us, when Carolina inserted the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, what it do for them that first week he started. And you see that happen a lot when a team goes to a guy that first week. I'm not saying it's going to be something all year long, but it's that one game at home. You make a couple plays. Drake May looks good. Everybody's got the signs.
Everybody's
out.
Energized.
Everybody's got the signs. Mayday, mayday, mayday. And then, boom, defensively you make a couple plays, and then you stun a team like the Texans, who probably took you lightly, and it was all because of the vibe and the energy of inserting that quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's why I look at this game to being like, this is the one.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right.
Well, I've been right a lot of the times, Greg. So yeah.
You don't get enough credit, really.
Oh, it is what it is. I don't need the credit, Courtney.
Right.
I'll always give it to you.
Like your mother said, as long as you look at the man in the mirror and go, that's the guy.
Rebuttal from Phil in New Hampshire. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Before I give the rebuttal, I wanted to say something about the Cybertruck. I told my wife, I said, kids are obsessed with Cybertruck. Little kids. I don't know why, but they're obsessed. And she said something that made me change the way I see the Cybertruck forever. She said, it's because they can draw it. It looks like something they could draw. And ever since she said that, I see the Cybertruck differently. But the rebuttal is, tough game to start Drake May, because what did the Texans just do to the guy who represents Drake May's ceiling? They destroyed Josh Allen last week. So I do want Drake May to start. I just felt like this week would be a tough week because Drake May's game is, there we say, compare it to Josh Allen. Well, the Texans just had Josh Allen. They just beat him up pretty bad. And then you're putting Drake May into another week of a Josh Allen facsimile against a defense that is pretty awesome and shut down Josh Allen. It's a tough week. I hope what Wiki says is right, but that it's a tough week to throw this kid in.
I would just like to point out that this same Texans team also got lit up by Sam Darnold, and in week one allowed 27 points to Anthony Richardson in the Colts, who has, struggled this season with the Colts and is injured at this point, but
it's all about the vibe, man. I'm telling you, as a former player, when you get that change and it's that guy that you believe is gonna really do things, especially at the quarterback position, I mean, that's how we felt about Brady when he came in. We felt like, all right, we knew Drew was hurt, but we had confidence in Tom, and that just creates a different vibe.
And I would hope that come Sunday afternoon, we're not looking at what they're doing and saying, why didn't he throw the ball? We might be saying, why didn't he throw the ball to the wide receiver? But I assume that he's going to throw the ball way more than Jacoby Brissett is throwing the football.
My guess, Greg, is the question won't be, why didn't he throw the ball? It'll be, why did he throw that ball?
Or the question's going to be, why didn't you start him sooner?
Yeah.
That's what I think it's going to be more than anything, is why didn't you start him sooner?
God, I hope so.
You're setting yourself up for a massive letdown.
No. Can I give the update on the poll that we had on Twitter?
Yeah.
Poll that read, do you agree with the Patriots' decision to start Drake May this Sunday? Right now, 21 hours left in it. 64% say yes, 35% say no.
Really? I can't believe 35%
same.
Well, still early.
We just asked on Monday of last week, and it was 50-50.
Yeah.
So now there's been a huge shift in people agreeing with the organization as opposed to being split down the middle.
It's growing.
All right. Great show, everybody.
Always
great
fun.
Work.
A lot of fun. Curtis, I assume you're heading home to watch the Milton modeling.
I know we mock the meteorologists here when they say we're getting a huge blizzard and we get less, but when they're saying a Category 5 and it's not going to be a Category 5, we think that that's too much. I don't know. Call me crazy.
I hope that's the case.
Me too. Thank you of everyone in Florida.
And I just followed a reporter from Tampa who is a native, the lead Fox meteorologist in Tampa is from Boston. So maybe we'll get him on tomorrow to get a latest update on the show, but It's going to be awful where it hits. It's going to be devastating for a lot of people down there. So hopefully everybody is taking care of themselves.
Just pray for Lieutenant Dan. That's all we ask.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. On his houseboat.
I hope he makes it through and he can get to a hotel or motel.
Motel.
Him very soon.
With a lady.
Yeah, it's got to be a lady there.
You're not getting, that's the only reason he's
that's
going
the only way he's going
motel.
To a motel.
Yeah, motel or, yeah. or hotel.
If there's a lady, you can get me there.
Yes. All right. We're back tomorrow at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.